attention back to her friend. Or will he go to... Where did you say his parents moved? Columbus?
Cincinnati, Willow corrected. Not sure. Willow mouthed a relieved thank you as she unloaded her burdens into the arms of a clerk.
What's your favorite color? Lisa called from behind a multi-hued display. Or more importantly, what's Brayden's favorite color?
I have no idea.
A scarlet halter dress appeared in her arms as if by magic. All boys like red, Lisa pronounced as she flounced over to the jewelry counter. They were shopping for her date, even if she didn't know if that's what it was, at the only upscale boutique in town. Lisa had turned her nose up at every other clothing store they entered, declaring them too hippie, too vintage, too disgusting. Unemployed, again. The money Willow had managed to scrounge together wouldn't go far. She turned toward the fitting rooms. I'm going to start trying stuff on. Lisa was close behind. I found the perfect necklace for that dress. Willow stared at the rainbow of clothing hanging in her fitting room. The majority of it was way out of her comfort zone. She gravitated toward muted colors and comfortable fabrics, but she had to admit, the jewel tones Lisa had picked out for her were gorgeous. She selected a sapphire blue sweater and held it up under her chin. Lisa yanked open the door and appeared in the mirror behind her. That blue really makes your eyes pop. Try it on, she ordered as she slammed the door. Willow drew her loose gray shirt over her head. And take those glasses off. Oh my gosh, bossy much? Willow laughed as she removed her cat-eye frames and placed them in her purse. Ever since Lisa learned the glasses were only for seeing at a distance, she'd been bugging her to ditch them. Willow slipped on a pair of soft charcoal leggings and turned to admire how long they made her legs look, and they were comfortable. She opened the door and met Lisa at the three-way mirror. Her friend wore a sleeveless jumpsuit that managed to look relaxed and chic at the same time. That really is your color. Wait. Lisa jogged into her dressing room and came back out with a wide belt that she looped around Willow's waist. Voila! Instant figure. A blast of bass shook the mirrors in front of them. What's up there? A rave? It's 5 o'clock on a Wednesday. Geez, this town is weird. Lisa turned and looked over her shoulder to check out the back view of her outfit. It's a record store. Willow adjusted the belt on her hips. I love that jumper, by the way. I could never pull it off, but it looks great on you. Lisa's blue eyes met hers in the mirror. A record of what? You know, albums. Are you sure you're from a big city? Yes, genius, but record stores are only for stoners and old guys reliving their glory days. Lisa smirked. Now go try on that sexy red dress. Willow did as ordered, and after 10 more outfit changes, they were at the checkout. The prices more reasonable than anticipated, she decided on the leggings and blue tunic, as well as the scarlet halter dress. She had no clue when she would wear it, but it actually made her look curvy instead of like a stick figure. Wanna grab dinner? Lisa asked, as she paid for her jumper and three other outfits with matching accessories. Can't, I've got homework. Anxiety churned in Willow's gut. For the second night in a row, she'd barely slept, and now she had at least 3 hours of studying ahead of her. A huge yawn escaped, and she covered her mouth. If she didn't fall asleep first, this was exactly why she never procrastinated. Ready to be home, Willow gathered her bags, and they made their way toward the door. Do you want to go to the game with me Friday night? Lisa asked, stopping to admire a black tulle skirt. Oh, I love this. I think you've bought enough, and that's way too Madonna, Willow teased as she tugged Lisa away. And yes, going to the game sounds fun. After talking to Brayden yesterday, she'd realized she'd spent too much time worrying.